Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place when county council holds public hearings on zoning applications, which are legislative hearings, because the council uses the information obtained to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each applicant will be introduced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits that were introduced at that time. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant or witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me or to Mr. Lank, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. Mr. Lank, the first application?
Yes, thank you. First application today, the first applicant is on his way, he's running behind. So we're gonna go with the second application. It's conditional use number 1923, the application of Donna Massey. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in the AR1 Agriculture Residential District for a multifamily dwelling structure, proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 35,000 square feet, more or less, lying at the west of Road 552, also known as Shufelt Road, 1/2 mile north of Route 20, being Stein Highway. For the benefit of council and those in parties in attendance, I have passed down copies of the survey of the property showing the improvements. I also passed down four photographs that were provided by the applicant, showing the dwelling that exists on the property. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 9th of 2012. The same survey was submitted as part of the record. The commission's report summarizes the comments we received from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, from the Department of Transportation. We did receive a petition in opposition to this application from some of the residents within the Crestfield community, a subdivision immediately to the rear of this project, expressing opposition, and it's so summarized in their letter or petition is so summarized in the report. Donna Massey was present and gave testimony, and as I stated, she did submit the photographs I passed down. Mr. Robertson, or Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney, advised the Commission that the county is not bound by restrictive covenants, but added that the county normally honors restrictions. There were no parties present in support of the application. Dennis Stordahl, a neighbor, was present, stated he is present and to oppose the use, not the applicant. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the Commission discussed this application. Mr. Wheatley stated he was inclined to approve the use with stipulation that he would not object to a deferral to allow council to review the restrictive covenants. Mr. Johnson agreed. On February 9, There was a motion, second, carried unanimously to defer action and to leave the record open for further consideration of the restrictive covenants by council. The commission on February 23rd, I left the date off, sorry. The commission discussed this application and again deferred action. Mr. Robertson stated at that meeting that the commission had asked for review of the deed restrictions by legal counsel and suggested the commission defer since he had not yet received the title search. Therefore, there was a motion and second carried to defer action. The commission discussed this application again, and Mr. Robertson stated that he has reviewed the record and the deed restrictions and that the deed restrictions do apply to the lots along Shoebelt Road. Mr. Ross suggested since Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Burton were not present, the application should be deferred for consideration by all commission members. Therefore, on March 8th of 2012, there was a motion and a second carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration by all commission members. And the commission has not met again since that date and meet Thursday evening. So we have a motion of deferral.
Is the wording of the covenants in here? I didn't see that. What they actually say. Is that the...
No, the restrict. Mr. Robertson was provided with a copy of the deeds and that we had on file, okay, and then he went and did a title search.
Okay.
That's why he couldn't
respond.
Just curious
as to what it really said. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are there any other questions from council? If not, is the applicant here and would like to come forward and speak?
Donna Massey, 24406 Shoebelt Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay, would you like to tell us what you're proposing to do and why the council should grant this?
I have a 26 by 30 addition on the on my current residence, as stated in the petition. And what I would like to do is place a 24-inch range in the kitchen area of that to make it more usable space.
Who resides in that additional space? Is that a rental property?
No, sir. It's vacant at this time. It was originally built for my grandmother. She did not cook for herself, so a stove was not necessary. But now it's just an empty, useless space. So with the stove there, I feel it would be more comfortable for guests and myself and future use.
So you're not planning to make this a separate dwelling? It's still going to be for your family use?
Yes, sir. And guests, of course. It may not be specifically family, but friends and out-of-town visitors and such.
Okay. So it's not going to be a rental property or something?
That's not my plan, no, sir.
So it was just built as an addition to your home?
Yes, ma'am.
But it is intended that you're going to put a kitchen in it.
Well, a stove, yes, sir.
There's no kitchen now.
There's a kitchen.
No stove.
No stove.
But
yes,
you have a sink and
sink,
kitchen
refrigerator,
appliances.
Washer, dryer.
Well, yes. Lawrence, what have we done on this? We came up with a concept not long ago about the garage apartment type thing being a permitted use.
Yeah, it's 800 square foot.
Apartment?
It's 800 square foot, goes before the board.
Right. How many square feet would this be?
This is an attachment to an existing dwelling. It's not a separate structure.
Oh, okay. So that would be a wrinkle.
Fall into it. But she has a kitchen in a second kitchen, but it does not have a stove
right.
or a cooking facility. Mm-hmm. You put the stove in, by definition, it falls under definition
right.
of a multifamily structure.
Right, right.
Okay. And Mr. Robertson has not looked at the restrictions yet.
No, he has.
He has.
And he advised the commission at the last meeting, March 8th, I think it was. Yeah, March 8th, that it would fall under the multifamily definition, basically.
On
the restrictive covenants. The restrictive covenants basically reference that, which I found, sorry. one detached single-family dwelling may be placed, erected, altered, or occupied by any numbered lot. Each such dwelling shall contain a living area thereof of not less than 1,800 square feet, exclusive of all porches, breezeways, carports, garages, terraces, stoops, and the like. So he looked at the whole set of restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, it's restricted against multifamily.
By private restrictions.
Right.
The question was raised because Ms. Massey's lot is actually a strip lot along the front of Shoebelt Road.
It's not part of it?
Crestfield is a part, was developed as a residual lands of that same parcel by the same family. And, but the restrictions, according to Vince, carried over and included the strip lots at the same time.
Oh, legally they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, that was a reason for the deferral by the commission twice, and we wanted the full body of the commission present to make that decision.
I was just wondering if the restrictions themselves specifically defined what a single-family residence was, and if the fact that they were just having guests or other family members, if it was still within that single-family residence.
Well, guest quarters are permitted. You're allowed to have like a mother-in-law or guest quarters, right, in a house?
You could have, but no kitchen.
Right, you can't have a full kitchen.
And the utilities are all hooked to the same system, so you have the same septic. Use it for the whole house on the same septic, right?
Yes, sir.
Same electric?
No, sir, not really.
Separate.
There are two meters.
That's one of the other points, but.
Yes.
There are two meters.
Yes, sir.
That one for the garage or one for each unit?
One for each unit.
Okay. That's one of the other differences. You know, basically, if there's a definition for a dwelling, there's a definition for a family, and you get into the number of people residing together, and she's having, the way her intent is, was for her grandmother, and now she would like to be able to use it for guests and other family members when they would visit, and she wants to provide a stove because they already have a kitchen.
It's already built.
It is, it's already built.
I don't mean.
By code, you can't do that.
No, the cooking facilities is part of the definition.
No cooking facilities, not microwave, not a hot plate.
Not supposed to be a hot plate, microwave, anything.
Campfire, no. Okay, all right.
But you can have sinks and refrigerators and stuff like that, but you just can't, it's once you, I guess, cross that threshold with cooking.
Well, the thing you get into there that most people relate to, a bar, with a refrigerator, wet bar, refrigerator stove, not a stove, but a refrigerator and a sink.
Right.
Large houses, it's typically.
But a countertop microwave would be in violation?
Still a cooking facility, still a means to cook.
I just heat my.
It says culinary facility, which was determined to be cooking.
Okay. And the board hadn't made a decision yet, right?
The commission has deferred, and they should act on Thursday.
Okay. You can see our dilemma.
May I make a comment?
Yes.
Sure, yes.
In reference to the restrictions, I also did some of the searching because I was not aware that there were restrictions on my deed because they were not printed on my deed. So in light of all of these questions, I did my own search. And there is a portion of those restrictions that state exceptions can be made by the community if there's a 51% agreement rate. And I think at this point I meet that with only six signatures on the petition. There were nine signatures, but three of those were husband and wife, which is one property. So it's basically six opposition and 77 did not oppose.
Well, per se, there's not been a vote on amendment of the restrictions. That petition was to this board, to this group, as opposed to your homeowner association. It would actually have to be voted on by the association asking for a, in effect, a variance or an amendment or exclusion to the restrictions.
Yes, sir. But however, I am not a part of the homeowners association. I don't pay fees to the Crestfield development or any such.
But you're still part of the restrictions.
We're still part of the restrictions, but not part of the development.
Well, you would have to, even though you're not part of the homeowner association, the restrictions, if your restrictions state the 51%, then you would have to still get the vote of the 51%.
Wouldn't the petition in opposition kind of be the vote?
No, because that's for this group, you know, opposing.
It's an indication of sentiment. So maybe if you could, I guess, trigger an official vote.
Okay.
Right? And you could talk to Lawrence and maybe he could tell you how that could be done, maybe, to get that rest of that community to either support you or not. So I guess you could do something like that.
I do know that the Homeowners Association board members did hold a private meeting in reference to this, and they approached us verbally and said that they did not disagree with what we were doing.
Well, if
that matters.
Stuff like that in writing, but we have a hesitancy to overrule private deed restrictions.
Yes.
I think this board, historically, and I'm not speaking for them, but have laid a lot of emphasis on private deed restrictions, and we don't feel it's we should be overturning those kind of things.
So
we
have a reluctance to do that.
I wonder why you're here, because it looks like to me the homeowners should. Homeowner Association should have took care of this.
Well, he still has to come here to get the approval to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really two parts. One with the private restrictions and one with, because of the way the county code is drafted with having the additional stove on the single family. So unfortunately, you've got two issues.
In Sussex County, we say you're in a pickle.
Yes.
The difficulty with her deed is that the only thing it states, her deed makes reference to the sort of typical paragraph, subject to any and all restrictions, reservations, conditions, easements, and agreements of record in the office of the recorder deed and in Fort Sussex County. Doesn't say where. So then somebody got to search and find it. And the deeds are trail that way, back like four or five deeds. Same trail.
That's why it wasn't on hers? It wasn't printed on hers?
It's only reference. That way they don't have to print it on every deed.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add as to why the council should grant your request?
Not really, other than I do maintain my property in a manner that coincides with the neighborhood the way it is. The addition's been there for 6 years. It hasn't deteriorated the neighborhood at all in that time. As a matter of fact, since I've been there, the value, condition, and appearance of my property has increased greatly. And it seems a shame to have that space and just have it vacant and unused.
How did all this start? Did somebody complain or what?
Yes, ma'am. When I applied for the petition for a permit to place the stove in the addition, my neighbor went around in opposition.
To place the stove?
Yes, ma'am.
And your neighbor's not even a member of the homeowner association, right?
That's correct, sir.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yes.
So he's out of order, we'll pay his dues, get him one divorce.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, in essence, as Mr. Moore has said, there are two issues. One issue is the deed restriction.
Right.
Which you would have to get the 51% vote of all the members of that association. And the second thing is then, it does not meet county code because county code does not allow a second stove unless it's a multifamily dwelling.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, if we want to possibly designate it as...
Both things have to be dealt with.
It looks like I'm in trouble because I've got home by a backup stove in case one of mine goes bad.
Well, you're in bad shape. we're coming to expect you.
Well... The inspectors will be out there before you get
so
home.
So really, I mean, if that's, I mean, yeah.
Right, and we are compelled to defer it today once we get to that stage, but because P&Z has not acted.
Right, we only act after P&Z acts. So because they deferred that when they, if they hear it Thursday night and then make a decision, that decision will come to us and then we would, under old business, bring it up and whatever, so.
Yes, I understand.
We can't vote today. I mean, we'll have to defer it because they deferred it.
I understand. Yes, sir.
Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? You can have a seat if you'd like. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone here today in opposition? Seeing none at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's desire, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Maybe any comments, we'll close public record too.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to close public hearing. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Entertain a motion now to defer.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson, to defer. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now, you do understand that we can't do anything until planning and zoning makes a decision and recommends to us, then we can deal with that after that. So, okay.
That's it. You can go home now.
I think that, yes. I didn't take long, did it?
Seaford. Back to Seaford.
Oh, you don't have to leave.
Is our next person?
Not yet.
He sits in the back of the room. That's not him, huh?
No.
Gonna call him, see how close he is? Call him, see how close he is?
We did. We called, and he's on his way.
How long did we wait?
Well, that was at 20, that was about 25 till, so he's been about 20 minutes. Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
He lives right outside of Baltimore.
We just adjourned. It's a shame.
I didn't talk to him, but he said he...
Okay.
Come on up.
Mr. Moore, you're on.
Yes, actually, it's Mr. Lane.
Thank you. You can sit down while I read. Take a break. This is a public hearing for conditional use number 1922. It's the application of Edgar Polite to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a lawn care and maintenance business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 51 hundredths of an acre more or less, lying at the west end of Old Landing Road, being Road 274, 300 feet north of the dead end of Old Landing Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on February 9th of 2012. The council has before them a copy of the record of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting with comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, DLDOT being the Department of Transportation. Mr. Plate was present and gave testimony. Robert Marshall, owner and operator of the Old Landing Golf Course and also a lawn care and maintenance business, was present in support of the application. There were no parties present in opposition to this application. And at the conclusion of the public hearing on February 9th, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1922. For Edgar Polite, for a lawn care and maintenance business based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. The use is very nearly a home occupation. Two, the property is bounded by the Old Landing Golf Course and the equipment shed and landscaping equipment associated with a golf course business and a landscaping company operated from the golf course. Three, the applicant submitted a petition of neighboring residents in favor of the use. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a lawn care and lawn care equipment maintenance business. B, no waste materials such as grass, clippings, dirt, etc. shall be deposited or stored on the site. C, all maintenance or equipment servicing shall occur within the garage building. D, no disabled, junked, or abandoned pieces of equipment shall be allowed on the site. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. To date, I've received no additional comments from any individual or agency on this application. And sorry, but passed down copies of a packet submitted by the applicant. Shows his survey and site plan. Support statements. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
That's this lot here.
Oh, I got a question I'll ask the applicant when he gets up, I guess.
Okay, so
when you're ready, with your grass cut. Yeah, when do you start cutting grass? Is grass not long enough to cut yet? No, that's not.
It's ready to start now.
It's almost, isn't it?
That's right, one. Mm-hmm. Must be previous.
Okay, previous.
Lawrence, all right.
Any other questions from council?
How long have you owned the property?
I think we bought it in 03.
Okay, because it has a name on it, Capano. I didn't know.
She's my other half.
Okay.
We're
okay,
together.
That
we're
makes
just
sense.
Not married.
I've got the right lot then. Okay.
She controls all the money.
Pretty much.
That's yeah. The way it should be.
Jeez.
Okay, you're the applicant. Would you like to explain to us what you're proposing to do there and why the council should grant your application?
Okay. Lot.
Right.
Just running a small home-owned business. I'm not big or anything, like Spazzata or anything. I try to keep all the working hours between. Usually between 7 and 5 to 5:30 in the evening. No working at night in the garage, anything loud, power tools wise. Try to keep the site all clean and neat looking. I go to my neighbors and make sure that I'm not bothering anybody or any time thing. But actually, the golf course makes a lot more noise than what I do in the mornings. They got their backup alarms going at 6 or whatever. But that's been there forever, and I'm relatively very quiet about
it. Mike, I got one question here. Yeah, I'm just making sure we're clear on it. The maintenance part of it, the lawn care and maintenance business, you sound like you're just maintaining your own equipment. Are you got a sign out that you're repairing, you know?
No, just my own.
Okay, so
the maintenance means on somebody's property. I just kind of
yeah. If I read this, Lawrence, I would read it that it sounds like, because it says on A under number 5, lawn care equipment maintenance business. So it gives the impression that he's taking in.
I understand.
I could drop my lawnmower off, and you have 20, 30 lawnmowers out there in the yard.
No.
So
nothing
could we
like
somehow
that.
Put some wording in, Everett or somebody, to clarify that this is basically the maintenance is he's going out and maintaining people's properties,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're going to work on your own equipment,
right.
Obviously.
It's I don't know. I kind of got the name sort of like from Sunday.
That's okay. No, I just
maintenance.
I heard what you were saying,
Johnny.
But the way it was read, I just want to make sure that.
That's just basically a title for the yard maintenance that we do.
Lawrence is always good with words, and then we have an attorney who's overly educated, and he sometimes can.
Overly wordsmith.
Overly educated.
He's very astute as well.
And even the guy on the other side of him, he thinks he's got a little education. So somebody ought to be able to come up with some wording.
I was raised down on the farm, so.
Because that's right. Sam and I are just good old boys.
But you're not intending to repair mowers?
Other than my own, if something breaks.
Sure.
If I have to work on, I try to keep it within the working hours.
Mm-hmm. I want to take a try at it there, Everett.
I would just after on condition A, after the word maintenance, put a very astute language, own equipment only.
How about this? You shall be limited to the applicant's lawn care business and maintenance of his equipment.
I like that better.
Sounds like he's highly educated, too.
Yes, he is.
I'm telling you what.
35 years.
Why, he gets the big bucks?
42.
42 years.
Are you comfortable with what
That's
you just
fine.
Heard, sir? If somebody could incorporate that into this proceeding, we could.
The other conditions, okay.
Well, nothing else jumped out. I mean, we're not putting any hours of operation, which is fine, because I don't think anybody wants to enforce it anyway.
Actually, I thought the same thing,
George,
was gold.
If he should have to take home someone else's lawnmower, we'd have a heck of a job proving it.
That's right.
Well, I know, but it just.
Well,
just
now I got enough problems with my own, let alone somebody else's.
If it got bad enough, we just have to send out the county lawnmower police to check on
we
that.
We do have to
send
the
sheriff.
I got a feeling I'm going to be cutting the county pumping station right next to my house now for free.
No.
I'm just kidding.
So you're towing a piece of equipment all the time, but most of the time.
Any more questions, Council?
No problem with the traffic there, road.
No, I'm actually next to the
bad times with that on Plantation Road. But it tied up traffic, because he had to back in. And so I don't know. You haven't had that situation where you have to back in.
Most of my traffic stops before you come to my yard.
Most
at
of it,
the
yeah.
Mobile home park.
They're all,
but
that's
I'm,
okay, on the other
I'm
side.
I'm south of that,
okay,
right
fine.
Next to the dead end of the state property.
Any other questions from council? If not, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Well,
a man just walked in. See if he wants to. Are you here, sir, to speak out against this gentleman?
No, we're still four.
He wants his lawnmower fixed.
He doesn't like that restriction we put on.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application?
How's
anyone in opposition? Seeing none, at this point, Mr. President, it's appropriate for us to close the public record on this matter, and if it's the council's pleasure to close the public hearing.
We will close the public record and entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
You got it.
Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Vote yes.
We're voting to close
the. Excuse me, I was way ahead of
myself.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I'll vote yes to that.
There you go. Mr. Collins.
Yes.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Now then.
Now.
It would be appropriate for us first to amend the conditions that were given to us by planning and zoning. And if someone would want to make the language, and Mr. Lank, if you could read that language again, please.
Under the recommendation of the commission, subject to the following conditions, it was discussed earlier that we amend condition number A to the use shall be limited to the applicant's lawn care business and maintenance of his equipment. The other four conditions were not changed.
Good. We'll entertain a motion to approve that amendment.
That's correct.
I'll make that motion that
motion,
we...
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson.
Amend item A of number
to
five.
Approve the amendment as read by Mr. Lank.
Yep.
Under 5A.
And then it would be appropriate to for me to read the short title and then approve it with... Have you voted on that amendment?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Take a vote on the amendment, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, to the amendment.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now we can read the short title.
We're all getting ahead of ourselves. This an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a lawn care and maintenance business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.51 acres, more or less. With conditions as amended, as read by Mr. Lang. And they were A through E with the amendment.
I'll make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to adopt the ordinance. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, to this, and in accordance with the planning and zoning decision, and according to the amended conditions, and it's appropriate for that area. And it's actually... actually, right across from the golf course, and they're in the same distance, so it's very appropriate.
Mr. Cole?
I vote yes. There's a need for these types of businesses in these areas, and is an appropriate use under this conditional use.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, it's an appropriate use. I vote yes.
Wilson?
Yes. On the recommendation of PZ.
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning and with the conditions they placed, I vote yes. Motion carried. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming down to see us.
Yes. Thank Mr. Lang for calling you.
Yeah, thank you.
Robbie called. I just talked to him.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any question on the motion?
Lawrence, what do you want out of here?
Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, on that.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Get rid of the trash.
Want a cookie?